Anita Marks here with your Giants report brought to you by Adorama and some great news on both sides of the ball. Let's kick it off on defense. Michael Coe, Prince Amukamara, and Marvin Austin all were able to practice today, and that's great news. Optimistic that they're going to suit up and play on Sunday, because I'll tell you what, this Giants defense, they're going to need all hands on deck to stop that Tampa Bay Bucks offense.
The week we saw him against Carolina, he was throwing that ball quick. He wasn't holding the ball too much.
So Sully's having a big impact.
Oh, of course, man. You know Sully, you know, they're going to be prepared. You know, they're going to have all types of things ready for us because, you know, he's been around us, so he knows what we're all about. So I don't think he's going to just sit back there and allow Freeman to be a sitting target. I think he's going to do some things to try to, you know, take a lot of the pressure off of him. But, you know, if we get the game in our favor, I think we'll do a pretty good job of rushing the passer.
On the offensive side of the ball, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks was able to practice, and he's very confident that he's going to suit up on Sunday. We all know Eli Manning is going to need him in that wide receiving core. Head coach Tom Coughlin is happy to hear that.
We're going to hope that he's going to be able to work on Thursdays, but I think it was really good for him to be out here on the grass. The fields are exceptional, and he moved well. He moved well.
I want to remind you, make sure you tune in right here, Giants.com, 9:30 a.m. for Big Blue Kickoff Live. John Schmelk and Lance Meadow will bring you that show, as well as Roll Call. Antro Roll will give us some insight on the next matchup, week 2 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Again, I'm Anita Marks for Giants.com.